Good morning, Elite, and welcome to episode number 3 of the DK and Comet Show. I'm Comet.
And I'm DK, and we've got a great episode in store for you this morning. We're going to take a look at some of the past matches from this past week. We had some really good ones, and then we're going to look ahead into the next division. We'll be joined by our special guest for this episode, the contest MC himself, John Endgamer Barber.
Yes, and it's been a nice change of pace over the past 6 days. Six matches, and they've all been, with the exception of one, fairly close, which is really good because the last episode we had, I was complaining that the matches were mostly blowouts. So why don't we get started?
Yeah, the first match that you have to look at is probably the most surprising match of the contest so far in terms of the result, which was the big upset by Paragon over Sterling. It's definitely the biggest upset of the contest so far, and one of the biggest upsets in recent contest memory.
And definitely an instant classic. One vote, 24-23 was the final score, in case you didn't catch it. And if you'll look at all the major voting blocks, it was basically dead even, with the exception of the GoldenEye and Perfect Dark vote, in which, well, obviously Sterling won the GoldenEye vote, and Paragon won the Perfect Dark vote, both by a good bit. Outside of that, though, it was pretty much 50-50 across the board. What was really interesting is only two people predicted Paragon to win this matchup. Although that's not really too surprising, considering that the GoldenEye voting block is larger than the Perfect Dark voting block, not to mention Sterling's recent comeback to the boards, and Paragon has really been away for quite some time. But it looks like that he's still a highly respected member of the Elite, and people just haven't forgotten about him. Anything to add?
Yeah, it is sort of a mystery as to how Sterling lost this match, since he has so much going for him over Paragon, at least on paper. I mean, he has the Virginia meat vote block, which we don't really know how strong it is at this point. In fact, it might not be as strong as we think it is, just based on the result of this match, and also the result of the Matus foul match. And like you said, Sterling's been active. He has the GoldenEye block supporting him, which is a bigger block than the Perfect Dark voters. And it just really seems like Sterling should have won this pretty easily. I think in one Vote of the Day comment, they mentioned, you know, how Paragon's just done incredible things in Perfect Dark, and it may have come down to two legends in their respective games facing off, and in the minds of some voters, it may have been which legend is more legendary, and I guess more people may have thought that Paragon's the more legendary of the two.
Another thing to add, too, was that Paragon actually won the newest school of voters, which I found kind of strange, because that right there, it shows that maybe Sterling's comeback really didn't help him any. Either that, or maybe Paragon's just too much of a legend to really toss aside and not vote for.
Yeah, that is surprising that he was able to win newest school. Granted, it looks like it was only by one vote, 8-7, but still the fact that he was able to pull so many votes from that newest school block is pretty surprising.
And definitely the most exciting match so far in this contest, and probably without a doubt the most exciting match that's going to happen in this entire contest. How do you really follow a matchup like that? I mean, if you look at the other matches, we had Axel versus, that's Axel Zackerson, that is, versus Simon Sternus, and that was the biggest blowout of the past week, and that was just two guys who were very similar and basically draw from the same voting block, so it was kind of a SFF there, and Axel won that quite easily. Also, yesterday's match was your own match, DK versus Silver Angel, which was another big one, 10-vote victory. 30-20 was the final score there. Silver Angel managed to win the Eurovote rather easily, but DK took the rest of the votes without too much problem. The other three matches were kind of interesting, though. One of them, Henning versus Disco. DK, anything to say about that?
Let me just see here. Yeah. I think I said in the previous episode that this would be a pretty close match, and it turned out to be just that. Only a 2-vote margin of victory for Henning. I think that both were pretty strong. Disco, strong in the sense that he's just got that old-school support. He's a pretty legendary player. He's always a force in the contests, and Henning's sort of an up-and-coming new-school guy that's gaining pretty wide recognition in the GoldenEye community, and also Perfect Dark as well. And it just turned out to be a really exciting match.
And Henning did manage to keep it very close in the Perfect Dark. He only lost that by a single vote, 9-8, which was probably the key to his success, since you have to take a look at Randy was former dual champion. He's done a lot for both games, but he's done a lot more probably for Perfect Dark. Would you agree with me there?
Well, I don't know necessarily about that. I'm not really too familiar with how much he's done in GoldenEye particularly, but for some reason I always thought he was more known as a great GoldenEye player rather than a great Perfect Dark player, but I could be wrong about that.
It's kind of funny because I've always thought of him as a good Perfect Dark player before a GoldenEye player. Anyway, that was a good match nonetheless. And another one of the matches we look at, the voting actually went down quite similarly, but it was Neo versus Failure Warning. And Neo won that match 29-24. And big reason to success is he really dominated the North American vote, 22-9. And Neo's not even North American. What's your take on that?
Well, I just think the North Americans probably get a little more exposure to Neo. He's more of a North American chat type person, where he's in chat more during the North American hours than he is during the European hours. Granted, he lost Europe by a pretty wide margin, 15-4, but Failure Warning draws from that European block pretty heavily anyway. But the big pull from the North American block isn't incredibly surprising, but the margin by which he won it is a little bit surprising.
Yeah, definitely. That's a voting block you would expect to be maybe a little bit closer, but it is, like you said, Neo is mostly around during the time the North American chatters are mostly around. Although he did only win chat by 6 votes. So chat had a lot of support for Failure Warning as well.
Yeah, I think there also might be a lot of Europe chat overlap there. And it looks like there's 19 Euro voters in that match, so it was a little bit higher of a Euro turnout than average, which is usually around 15 or 16.
Yeah, you're right. And I'd say probably about a dozen of those Euros are chatters.
Yeah.
The final match we want to take a look at is Kara and Drag, which Kara won by a 7-vote margin, 26-19. Your thoughts on this one?
Well, I thought that Drag, if anything, overperformed here. I was expecting Carathorn to win in essentially a blowout, but Drag managed to draw quite a few votes. And this may have been due to the Virginia meat factor, which makes Sterling's loss that much more surprising if it is because of that. But it may also be because Drag has an established fan base in chat, even though he hasn't been around for quite a long time. He's sort of disappeared.
Yeah, you're right. He has been inactive lately. And I do find it strange that Drag pulled as many votes as he did, because when you take a look at his past contest performances, they haven't been that great. He normally doesn't get too much support, even from chat, which is basically what he's known for around here. So, kind of a surprise on that one, but Kara won nonetheless, and that was not a surprise. And that is taking a look at the next division to come. And as promised, here's your very own John Endgamer Barber. How you doing, John?
I'm doing very well, and I just want to give a quick shout-out to my main man, David Marshmallow Gibbons. A smaller shout-out to Brad Cyberath Cutler, who I secretly hate. And also a shout-out to Infil, whose Rock Band mic I'm using right now to record this, and it's working great. So thank you, Infil, once again for sending me that stuff.
And also, two of those three elites that you just mentioned actually have upcoming matches, which we will be discussing.
But oh, first, foreshadowing!
Oh, but first, I believe you would like to make an announcement.
Yeah, I just wanted to say great work to everybody for using the new system. I'm really happy with how it's working and how both of the days are going. We're getting, like, tons of responses, like 20 or more every day, so I got a lot to choose from, and that's great. Pretty much everyone's doing their spread bets, which is really cool. It makes that a fun competition, and basically I'm just real happy with how the whole new system's working. And if you don't have a login yet, be sure to shoot me an email. I'll get one set up for you right away, so we can get those keep those vote totals up.
Yeah, it's definitely a convenient system, but the vote totals are down this year, so guys, get out and vote every single day. Now, we're going to take a look into the next upcoming division of the contest, and just take a look at those four matches, which will be upcoming in the next 4 days. Starting out, well, first we'll take a look at today's match. We have Octo versus Brandon Sanford. DK, you can go first. What's your take on this match?
Well, obviously, this match really isn't in question. It's pretty clear that Octo is going to come out on top here. The question is, how many votes will Brandon get? And in my opinion, I think that I know I always say over, but I really do think that Octo will beat the spread here. I just think he's too strong.
And sorry to interrupt you right now, but the spread was set at 77%, right?
Correct. Yeah, I think so.
Yes, okay, continue.
I think it's very possible that Octo could get 80-plus percent here.
John?
I'd go one farther. I'd say it's possible. I mean, Octo could easily 90% Brandon here. He's just such a contest force, and we saw, I mean, to me, it's like Infil and Octo are the real big stars this year, and we saw how good Infil did. I could easily see Octo doing as good. The trouble is, he's just such a favorite that a lot of times when you're too big a favorite, people kind of do, you know, I don't want to call them pity votes, but they'll vote for the other guy to keep it closer or keep it not be such a huge blowout, and that's why I think Brandon still has a pretty good shot to keep it under that 77%.
Yeah, also, Brandon does have a small fan base that does follow him. And, I'm sure his pitcher is going to draw in a few votes, as it always does, that Hitler-like mustache. Interesting fact, though, is 40 people who sent in their prediction brackets thought Octo will win this match, as opposed to only one thinking Brandon will win. Also, Octo is the clear-cut favorite to win the contest. 19 out of those 41, which is about 46%, think he's going to win the entire contest. So that's pretty solid numbers.
And if I could, the only other thing that even compares to this, just looking at the numbers here, Odie over Mark was 40-1, and
I believe Shep had a perfect sweep.
I think he did, Ilu did, and it looks like Jimbo did as well. Oh, and QB over FB, and Whiff over Lucid. Which is just kind of funny, but
we still don't even know if he's real.
But in any case, you know, it's almost unprecedented to be as big a favorite as Octo is, which is why I still give Brandon a shot to, you know, pick up more votes than you think he might. So,
looking at the next match, could be a very interesting one. Is one against Tyler Wishall, also known as Theardell, against your man Marshmallow.
Yeah.
John, I'll give you the floor first on this one.
Well, I mean, I've always been a big Marsh fan, and he always comes out and performs very well in these contests, especially in the early rounds. I think he's a lot like Paragon in that he's just got that really solid base that just loved him from those early days of the Elite. And it's hard to beat that. I mean, obviously, Goose did a couple years ago, but if Third is to that kind of level, I don't know. I think it's going to be very close, and I think it's probably just going to be a couple votes deciding who does take this one in the end.
And the old school support so far this contest has been very strong. Very surprising, actually, because most years it is not. DK, anything to add?
Yeah, definitely. Just what you said, old school has been really, really strong this year, especially the ancient voting block has been producing some pretty solid numbers in terms of voter turnout. And I think that the ancients and the old schools should go pretty heavily in favor of Marsh, because everyone who knows Marsh will probably vote his way, whereas Theodore will pull more from the new school Goldeneye block, and maybe a little bit from chat too, since he's been in chat a little bit more. And Theodore might get a little bit of a boost from being the new rankings updater, and I think that could possibly put him over the top in this one. If I had to pick someone to win, I'd pick Theodore to win this one, but honestly, I think it can go either way.
And Marshmallow, he's such a talented gamer. I mean, not only for what he's done for the Elite, but if you go over to Speed Demos Archive, he basically owns that website. But interestingly enough, only 7 people predicted him to win this match.
And big mistake.
Yeah, a match that should be no more than 60% either way. Kind of surprising. The third match we're going to take a look at is actually my own match. Myself, Comet, versus Brian King, also known as PDO, Perfectly Dark One. DK?
This is probably one of the best matchups of the first round, because both you and PDO share a whole lot in common, both Perfect Dark players, both Canadians, and I think a lot of people are going to have a really hard time choosing between the two. So it's really hard to say who's going to come out on top here. PDO is traditionally fairly strong, and granted, Comet's the higher seed here, but I think this one is just totally up for grabs. It can really go either way.
And I don't have the numbers here, but PDO did put up a very very strong showing in last year's contest, so although he has been somewhat inactive for a while, so we'll see. Endgamer.
Well, I mean, PDO's no slouch. He always seems to have some good, you know, some respectable strength, and yet he always draws a bad matchup, gets knocked out in the first round traditionally. But, I mean, it's never a sure thing, and I think you can say the same about this match. I do favor Comet here. I do think he should be able to pull it out, but I would be very surprised if it were anything like a blowout. I'm thinking something maybe 60%, low 60s would probably be about the range I'd want to shoot for in that one.
And going in, I seem to be the favorite with 35 people predicting me to win. But to me, it basically looks like the same thing that we saw the other day between Axel Zachrisson and Simon Sternis, as in we're both very similar and we draw from basically the same fan base. So this has a potential to go either way, but at the same time could be a blowout for either party.
I just want to say on a personal note, I was looking at the Vengamer stats the other day, and I noticed that DK and Comet Show episode number 1 had been downloaded over 120 times.
Oh, wow.
This month. Really?
Yeah, I was really impressed. And that is why I'm picking Comet to win, and also why I took Comet to beat Octo in the other round and be the surprise of the year. So, just so you know, Comet, expectations are high, and I'll be very disappointed in you if you ruin my bracket. So
I don't think I really have a chance against Octo. I think I'll be lucky enough if to make it out of the second round, if I do make it out of the first at all, that is.
Your parents will be very disappointed if you don't beat Octo, I'm just saying.
Because if I do make it out of the first round, then I'll probably have to go against the winner of this next matchup, which is Ilari Pakala versus Brad Cutler, Cyberwrath versus Elu. DK, take it away.
Well, sort of like Octo versus Bex, I personally don't think this match is really in question. Elu should have way too much support from the GoldenEye and the newer school voting blocks for Brad to have a really strong shot at winning this one. I'm not really too familiar with Brad's strength in terms of his contest strength, but I know that Elu the past few years has been a very strong contender who will, like I said, draw from more the new school. He'll draw from GoldenEye and he'll draw from Europe as well. So I think you gotta take Elu in this one.
Yeah, and as was mentioned before, he pulled a perfect sweep, as all 41 people who submitted a prediction bracket all picked Elu to win this first matchup. Endgamer.
If you take everything I said earlier about Marsh and Paragon, and if you say the exact opposite, that would be Cyberwrath. he's about, you know, five people really like him and know him well and like him. And so he gets into the contest, and I mean, I like him, of course. I'm one of those five, and I support him. But beyond that base of support, he really runs into trouble. So I think he actually played Paragon a couple years ago, and it was one of the worst blowouts in history. And I think we're going to see something along those lines here again. But he's still my number one favorite voter of the year. We always have fun IMs every night, so go get him, Brad.
And he's also well known to be Marsh's bitch. another thing to throw in too is Elu has probably met more leaders than anyone else around, because if I'm not mistaken, he did go to the Virginia meet, right?
Yes, he did.
And yep. He was at the Swedish meet a few times, or something like that. I know he's met up with quite a few leaders, so that will definitely give him an extra boost that, well, let's be honest, he really doesn't need for this match.
All right. Yeah, he's met just about, it seems just about all of GE playing Europe, and of course 20-some North Americans as well at Virginia. So yeah, he's got a big base of support. He's should be a tough customer this year.
All right, well, that's a look at the division to come. And this has been John Barber, Endgamer himself, joining us. Thanks a lot, Endgamer.
No problem.
Any final words you'd like to say before you go?
Yeah, one thing I'm working on, because we still have all the results from 08, 07, and almost all the matches in 06. They're out on the database, but it's just kind of in a bad format. So what I've been thinking I'd do maybe this week or something like that, kind of get that all straightened out, and then what I want to do is have like previous results available to everyone. So on your personal voter page, you could be like, who did I vote for in 2006? You know, it'd have all the results, who you voted for, your vote of the day attempt, did that person win, blah blah blah. So basically everything you see for 09 for the previous years, which I think would be really cool. So watch for that. I'm going to try to get something like that going here pretty soon.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a neat idea. I'm actually surprised that you have that much data still from the past years.
Yep. We started, it was like the fifth match of 2006. I just got the system going. I mean, it was a really basic format compared to what you see now, but all the hard-coded data, who voted who, is still sitting out there, so... Yeah, I'd like to pull that in, make some cool use of it.
All right, well, thanks for coming on to the show. It's been
anytime.
Really, real good time. And John Barber, everyone.
Well, this is it for this edition of the DK and Comet Show. We hope you've enjoyed it, and we hope that you'll tune in for our next episode. Until then, happy voting, everyone.
And one more thing that I'd like to say before we go is I'd like to send my condolences out to Infil, whose mother took a heart attack the other day, and she is currently in the hospital, and we hope she gets well soon, and we hope you are doing well, Infil. Until next time, this is Comet.
This is DK.
Signing off. See you later.